The parsha this week contains the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, HaChodesh Zavachem, and therefore it's certainly appropriate to continue conversations we had in the past regarding Kiddush Levana, the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. We've spoken about the Seder of Kiddush Levana, the Minhagim of Kiddush Levana. Let's speak this evening regarding the people who should or should not recite Kiddush Levana. Everything we're going to say is really found in the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkas and Aleph in the beginning of Siman Tav Chav Vav 426. But we really want to show the background, and we want to show the discussion amongst the Achronim and the Poskim that really get us to the point regarding who should and should not recite Kiddush Levana. The first thing discussed is the issue of Nashim, should women recite Kiddush Levana. The Magen Avraham has a Hakdam, an introduction to the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Chav Vav, and he says that women are exempt because Kiddush Levana is certainly a time-bound mitzvah, a mitzvah saseh she'azman grama. But don't many women opt to perform time-bound mitzvahs even if they're not chayavos? Right, we know that many women try to do shofar, sukkah, things like that. So why should this be any different? What would be wrong with a woman reciting Kiddush Levana? He notes that when it comes to Kiddush Levana, we don't really encourage women to be Mekadosh Levana because there's a comment of the Shla. The Shla writes in the Shara Osios in Erech Kedushin Os Chav Ches that women were garmu pegam halavana. Women in some action related to the sin of Eitz Hadas with Chava cause a lessening, some sort of negativity related to the moon. This is certainly an interesting comment. It's also problematic because the Pagam of the Levana, the great discussion in Chulin and Daf Samach regarding the conversation between the sun and the moon and Hashem and the lessening of the moon related to the sun, was before Chava was created. Chava is on day 6, the moon and the sun and the stars are on day 4. So what does it mean that Chava had anything to do with the moon and what happened with the moon? It's unclear. There is a number of explanations given by Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt in the Torah journal Noam in Chelek Yud Beis. There, Rabbi Greenblatt has a very, very long essay regarding aspects of Kiddush Levana. And there, on page Kuf Lamed Hey 135, Rabbi Greenblatt does discuss some possible suggestions to what the Shla means that women affected with the sin of Eitz Hadas matters related to the moon. So the Magen Avraham then cites his comments. He says, to look at what I wrote in Siman Reish Tzadi Vav in Shulchan Aruch, where there, he posits that it's true that women perform mitzvah saseh as mangram on time by mitzvahs. But perhaps this rule brought by the Ramah, we know there's a discussion amongst the Rishonim, the Ran, Rabbi Nutam, the Rush, is it appropriate for women to opt in to do time by mitzvahs? That's based on the Gemara Shoshana, related to women doing smicha, leading on to a korban. But really, there's a greater discussion regarding the bracha that women recite when it comes to that mitzvah, in addition, because many times the bracha is Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu, and perhaps they're not commanded. And even if it doesn't say Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu that we were commanded, you are going to be saying a bracha of Shem Hashem, when perhaps it's not mandated, and therefore women shouldn't do it. And just recite that bracha. So the Magen Avraham says maybe the Ramah, who paskins for Ashkenazim that women do perform time-bound mitzvahs, even if they're not commanded, this is only when the mitzvah is the action, and there's a bracha that comes along with it. However, if the mitzvah is only a bracha, but there's no action along with the mitzvah, then a woman should not recite the bracha. The Magen Avraham then rejects this reasoning, even though the Maharam Shikhan Achuv and Arachayim Siman Tzadi uses this to defend the sheet of the Chassam Sofer, that women would not recite Birchas HaChama, the blessing on the sun and its location in the Erev Pesach every 28 years, because it's a mitzvah that only comes with a bracha and a recitation, not with an action. Nevertheless, the Magen Avraham still rejects that reasoning. The Machtz HaShekel really elaborates more on this explanation of the Magen Avraham, as is the Ksav Sofer in the Tshuvas in Siman Lamed Daled. The Machtz HaShekel explains that when a woman does a mitzvah, an action of a mitzvah, when she's not commanded to do so, she still gets schar and reward for doing this action. But with a bracha, there's no action. And if the mitzvah is just the bracha, or the mitzvah de rabbanu is just the bracha, as in this case, by Kiddush Levana, there was never rishus, never permission given by Chazal to recite the bracha in such a case. Again, still a difficult understanding of what the Magen Avraham means, but that's the explanation given by the Machtz HaShekel. The Magen Avraham then notes that it's true that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Beis Amud Aleph, says that women would recite Kiddush Levana. But the Gemara says, Nishedi Dan, our women. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says that maybe Nishedi Dan, maybe it means our people who are not as educated in that time. That's what it means they would recite. And it was just a Lishna Ba'alma. It doesn't mean specifically women, and you can't really use that Gemara as a proof, even though it seems to be the Gemara would be a very strong proof. Nevertheless, the Magen Avraham is cited in the Halacha by Gedolei HaPoskim, the Eliyahu Rabbah, Rav Yaakov Emzim and Hasidur, the Shvas Yaakov and Chelik Beis, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Meshabura, as we noted before, and the Yalkut Yosef, all agree that it's not proper for women to recite Kiddush Levana based on the reasons given before. Another reason given why women might not recite the bracha is the Shvas Yaakov here in Shulchan Aruch says that the Ikar Bracha Salavana, the main bracha in Kiddush Levana, is about learning Torah Shebaal Peh. And because women don't learn Torah Shebaal Peh, certainly in his time, maybe not the case nowadays, they really had no connection to reciting this bracha. It's unclear exactly what the Shuas Yaakov means that Kiddush Levana is about Torah Shebaal Peh. I don't know, he doesn't really make it so clear, but that is his understanding. And a third reason is brought by Rabbi Sperber, the grandfather of Professor Daniel Sperber, the Aparkasta Daniel, who was a Rav in Hungary. From the Holocaust, he escaped to England. He writes there in Chelek Aleph, from the end of Simon Chav Beis, in the name of his father-in-law, Rav Moshe Stern, who said that women don't recite Kiddush Levana because it wasn't Sanua. Kol kavuda bas melech pnima. The cover of a lady is to remain inside and not to put herself out in the world in a public fashion. That would not be tsanua. And therefore, he says, it would not be appropriate for the woman to go stand outside and to stand in front of public, in front of the moon, and reciting Kiddush Levana. And obviously, that's a geder, that's a definition and a category which needs to be clarified in every city and every time regarding when it is tsanua, when it's not tsanua. But in his mind, at that time, it would not be tsanua. As well, I think the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where he discusses that's why the minhag, certainly in Hungary, in his area, in his time, was for women to not go outside and recite, make the bracha on Chanukah candles outside, and only inside. The Miri says that women are chayavos. Miri in Sanhedrin says women do say Kiddush Levana, but in the past they never said because they didn't know the bracha because it was too long in his generation. And the Kaf HaChaim says it's because the Gemara in Sanhedrin does seem to indicate that women are chayavos, and therefore certainly they should hear a bracha from a man. The Chachma Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger, here in our Seminar Shulchan Aruch, argues the entire premise of the Magen Avraham. He says that really, Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah saseh she'as Magen Avraham, it is a time bound mitzvah. And he says that the appearance of the moon is what is mechayev, is what causes the bracha of Kiddush Levana to be said, not the calendar. It's when you see the moon, not a date on the calendar. It's no different than making a shechianu on a new fruit. When I see a new fruit, that's when I make a shechianu. This is also the same argument brought by many, many achronim to explain the confusing opinion of the Ramban in Kedushin, who writes that Sfiras HaOmer is not a time-bound mitzvah, when seemingly there is no greater time-bound mitzvah than literally counting days, certain days of the year. So one of the explanations is that Sfiras HaOmer is really based on the bringing of the Korban HaOmer, and that's what causes the mitzvah to begin, and not really the date on the calendar. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in the Agros Moshe, the Chelek Beis of Choshen Mishpat and Siman Mem Zayin, and he says the Chachma Shlomo is very difficult, because certainly, if there's an established time for a mitzvah, even if it's based on a metzias, on a reality, a physical reality taking place, in this case, the appearance of the moon, it's still Zman Gram, it still depends on time. For example, the Torah says we have to observe Pesach on the 15th of Nisan. Perhaps a person may say, maybe Rosh Shlomo Kluger should say as well, Pesach is not a Zman Gram, it's not a time of mitzvah, because the metzias is, the reality is that there's only one day called Tesla of Nisan, only one 15th of Nisan. And therefore, it's not time-bound, it's just the Torah says the 15th of Nisan is when these mitzvahs occur. But really, it's not time-bound. It's just based on that one reality. The same could be said about Purim, Chanukah. And therefore, Moshe says, obviously, that is not correct. And therefore, Rav Moshe says the argument that something based on the metzias, on the reality, whether it be cosmological or whether it be something that a person does, the calendar is not Zman Grama, does not make any sense. And certainly, he says that the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, the bracha of Kiddush Levana, is time-bound. Rav Avadya Yosef in the Chazon Avadya in Chanukah says that it is proper for women to hear Kiddush Levana from a man and to have Kavanah to be yosef with him. Rav Yechiel Zilber writes in the Bir Halacha in Chelek Hay, he's also bothered by the tremendous lack of clarity in the Shlah and the Magen Avraham as to a real reason why women shouldn't say Kiddush Levana. It seems to be unclear why they shouldn't. Certainly they're not chayiv because it's time-bound, but why shouldn't they? He says, we find nowhere in the Kisvei HaArizal, the writings of the Arizal, which is a major source for the Shlah, that women shouldn't recite Kiddush Levana. And then he brings a beautiful source to this point in Rav Zeligman Bingo, who's a Talmud, one of the Talmud, great Talmudim of the Ma'aril. So in his writings on page Kuf Samach Tes, he says that a woman who's a Nida shouldn't recite Kiddush Levana. The clear implication being that when they are not Nida, they can recite the bracha, and therefore he suggests that women should avoid, with a tremendous chumrah, women should avoid looking at the moon during the times of Kiddush Levana when the moon is waxing, so they don't put themselves in a situation where they may have to make that bracha. Literally walking with their eyes down the whole time at the beginning of the month to make sure they don't see the moon and put themselves in this suffic bracha situation. I think it would make sense if a woman wants to say the bracha of Kiddush Levana to be out, say, with a man saying in order to be clear and kosher according to all the different opinions. The next thing the Mishnah discusses is a katan, a child. So certainly a child is not chayav mitzvah. So Rav Yaakov Emden writes in the Seder that you should be mechanach, you should teach children to recite Kiddush Levana. And this is noted as well by the Mishnah Berurah here, and Rav Sternbach, Mechilas Vanagos, and Chelek Gimel, and all other poskim. And the Tefillah Kilchasa says lechatchila tov lechancho. And the Mishnah Berurah elaborates a little bit more. And he says that there's a Mishnah in Brachos on Chaf Amud Aleph that says that katanim, children, are putter in the midst of Shema. So there's a machlokas we've shown him what this means exactly, who's exempt. So Rashi says that even a katan shegil chinuch, even a child who's reached the age of chinuch to be educated in certain mitzvos, doesn't need to be taught Shema by his father. The reason that the father is away in the evening when the kid goes to sleep, and he's not there to teach the child, and the child is sleeping in the morning before the father goes out to work, and he's not able to teach the kid Shema in the morning. And therefore, since the father's not around, there's no mitzvah of Shema for any child, even if he reaches the age of chinuch. Rabbeinu Tam says that a katan shelo higiu l'chinuch, only a child who is too young, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, who doesn't understand saying Shema, is patur in kriya Shema. Therefore, only according to Rabbeinu Tam, says the Chafetz Chaim, is there a mitzvah of chinuch for Kiddush Levana. But according to Rashi, the children are sleeping when we say Kiddush Levana, and therefore there's no mitzvah to teach them about Kiddush Levana. The Mishnah Berurah then says that the Shulchan Aruch follows Rabbeinu Tam regarding the halacha of Shema, and we do teach children Shema, even if they are before Bar Bat Mitzvah. And therefore, when it comes to Kiddush Levana, we should follow this reasoning as well. And we should be mechanech, we should educate our children when they reach the right age to say Kiddush Levana. Rav Sternbach, in that Shuv, and Shuvas Vanagos and Chilek Gimel, argues that everyone should agree that there's a mitzvah of educating children for Kiddush Levana. Even Rashi. When it comes to Shema, it is every single day. And we can't make the father responsible to change everyone's schedule to be mechanach the kid to say Shema. It's not a normal thing to ask him. But for a Kiddush Levana, which comes once a month, it's certainly appropriate to tell the father to take the child, starting from the age of 9 years old, and be mechanach him in Kiddush Levana and to work around the schedule and to keep him up a little bit. And therefore, he says, even Rashi should admit there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. And he says, if the child is sleeping and there's no reason to wake him up until they reach the age of 12, but in the year before Bar Mitzvah, then you should wake up a boy, if he's sleeping at night, in order to be mechanachim, to teach him to say Shema. That leads to the question of, what about a child who becomes Bar Mitzvah in the beginning of the month, and the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is also going to be available after he turns Bar Mitzvah? Should he wait till he's a Bar Chiyuv? So Shlomo Zalman is quoting the Halicha Shlomo in the section on Tefillin Parak Zayin, that the child can still recite Kiddush Levana earlier in the month before his Bar Mitzvah, and he doesn't have to wait until he becomes a Bar Mitzvah to recite Kiddush Levana. And this is noted by the beautiful Sefer on Tefillah, the Isha Yisrael in Perek Mem, and he says that Rosh Shlomo Zalman told him that Kiddush Levana is midarabanan. This is a rabbinic mitzvah. The whole thing is the recitation of the bracha. There is only two brachos that are midaraisa. This is not one of them, and therefore there's no benefit or change to the mitzvah after becoming a bar mitzvah. It's a derabanan before he becomes a bar mitzvah anyway, because he's not responsible for mitzvahs from the Torah, and it's a derabanan afterwards because the mitzvah itself is midarabanan. And for example, we wouldn't tell a boy becoming bar mitzvah over Hanukkah to not light Hanukkah candles until the bar mitzvah. No, he can still do it before, and he still gets a mitzvah, the same derabanan mitzvah as everybody else. Rav Avadia Yosef, in the Tshuvas in Yabia Omer Chel Gimel Rachaim Simen Chav Zayin, and again in the Chazon Avadia in the end of Hanukkah, argues and says that even though this is a mitzvah derabanan, we should still have the young man say it in the ideal fashion when he is a bar mitzvah, and not have him say it before he's a bar mitzvah. It's better to wait and say as a bar chiyuv, as someone who's responsible in the mitzvahs as a gadol, than to say it as a katan on Moshe Shabbos, even with the tzibur. Two derabanans for a bracha and for the chinach are not as good as only being one derabanan. If it's two derabanans, that you're only chayv because of the mitzvah of chinach and because the bracha itself is derabanan, that's certainly not as preferable as only having one derabanan and to be a bar chiyuv in those mitzvahs. This is also the opinion of the Mishnas Yosef and the Avnei Derech and Chelek Vavya, Deres Tiferes, the Rosh Hashanah and other poskim as well. And therefore, one could say that it might be a good way to be machmer and to wait until the child is a bar chiyuv, a bar mitzvah. This is a general principle that the Chassav Sofer writes about in Or HaChaim. And the Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp, on Rosh Chodesh in Parakeet Gimel, he says that if there's a prediction of a lot of clouds, then he should recite it as a katan, and then have a bar chiyuv b'motzim again when he turns bar mitzvah. And the Mishnah Halacha says the same thing as well. And maybe that's a good advice in general. If you have a kid who's a bar mitzvah, who's before bar mitzvah, have him say Kiddush Levana on his own, and then be yotze with another person after he becomes bar mitzvah at a later point in the beginning of the month. The fourth thing that the Mishnah, or the third, three and a half, the fourth thing that Mishnah Berurah talks about is a suma, a person who's blind. The Tshuvas Marshal and Siman Ayin Zion says that a blind person should recite Kiddush Levana, but he can't see the moon. So he says the bracha is not in the light of the moon. The bracha of Kiddush Levana is that the cycle of the moon returns to its place and it comes back again, and the fact that the cosmology of the world and the cosmos work in such a beautiful way, and the world runs on this beautiful cycle. And this is why a blind person can recite the bracha of Yotzer HaMoros, so that Hashem creates the heavenly bodies. And this is the opinion of the Taz, and the Magen Avram, and the Eliyahu Rabbah, and the Pri Chadosh, the Chayadam, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that a blind person should recite Kiddush Levana without question. Comes the Marikash, which is quoted by the Beir Halacha here, and he says that a blind person should not make a bracha because the Gemara says, Haroa Levana Bechidusha, you see the moon when it is renewed. And in this case, the blind person does not see it. And this Marikash is cited by the Rabbi Kiva Eger and his comments on Magen Avram, and it's the opinion of the Machzik Bracha, because this is a case of Savik Brachas Lahaka. We have a Machlokas here, and better that the blind person shouldn't make the Bracha. The Ben Ish Chai says not to do it, and Rav Avadja Yosef says not to do it, and Yechav Adas, and the Bia Omer, and the Chazan Avadja as well. So therefore, certainly Sfarim would say that a blind person would never make the bracha on Kiddush Levana. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Aleph that another reason that a blind person can make the bracha is that a person who has the ability to see by the light of the moon can assist this person who is blind. Nevertheless, in the Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim says that it's better for the blind person to not recite the bracha, and instead, someone else should be motzi him and recite the bracha for him, and he should answer Amen. The other parts of Kiddush Levana, the Piyutim, the Shir HaMalos, the different Shalom Aleichem, things like that, certainly the blind person can say, but the bracha, he should have somebody else say for him, and this is cited in the Tefillah Kilchasa and the Isha Yisrael. Rav Yaakov Emden, in his Siddur, says the blind person should say Levarach B'li Shem, without saying Shem Hashem, but I think the minig of the Mishnah Berurah would probably be preferable in this case. The last case discussed by the Chafetz Chaim is the question of an Avel, someone who is in Shiva. Is it appropriate for somebody in Shiva to go and recite Kiddush Levana during his Avelis? So the Shvus Yaakov writes in Chelek Beis in Siman Yud Aleph, and it says that an Avel should not recite Kiddush Levana unless the Zman, the time for the Bracha, will end before the end of his Shiva. And he'll miss out on this mitzvah. And this is cited by the Beir Halacha, and it's the opinion of the Chazon Avadja, and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, the Tfilas Kilchasa, and the Isha Yisrael as well, that if he's going to miss out on Kiddush Levana, then better to say it during Shiva. So the Magen Avraham says that it maybe depends if the Avelis will end on the 10th of the month, a different time, what day of the month it's going to be, and this is the Shit of Yaakov Emden and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But that leads to the question of what about saying a Betzibur? So the person realizes that he has to say Kiddush Levana before the end of Shiva, or else he's going to miss out on the mitzvah. Does he mean he has to say it with a whole group of people? Is that appropriate? So the Chida writes in the Birka Yosef in Yaradein Simon Shin Sari Aleph that an Avel can recite Kiddush Levana with the Tzibur, with a group of people, and no different than he would if he was not in Shiva. The Divrei Nechemya on Hilchos Avelis and Shin Lamed Gimel and the Gesher Achaim and Chelek Aleph and Perech Afalev say that the Avel who does go out of the house to recite Kiddush Levana should not say with the Tzibur. He should certainly not say Shalom Aleichem. That would not be appropriate because we do not greet an Avel during Shiva in that way. And this is the opinion of the Isha Yisrael as well, to not say it the Tzibur, rather say it by himself. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa and Perech Samachay by Kiddush Levana also says that an Avel should only say the Bracha and not say any of the Mizmorim and the Piyutim and the different paragraphs and the additions. However, in a Ha'ara in the Miluim, in the additional notes to the Shmir Shams Kilchasa, he brings Rosh Shlomo Zalman, who was not so sure about saying Shalom Aleichem, because usually we tell a person not to greet an Avel. It's not appropriate to have such a positive greeting towards a person in Shiva by saying Shalom Aleichem. However, by Kiddush Levana, you have to be honest here. Shalom Aleichem is not a formal greeting. Most people by Kiddush Levana are just looking for three warm bodies in order to say Shalom Aleichem to, so they can get to the end of the bracha and the whole process. In addition, the reason why we say Shalom Aleichem is because of what we said before. Before we said Tipolei Masa V'Fachad, that all of our enemies should have terrible things happen to them, and they should be punished. And therefore, we turn it around and say to other Jews, "Ah, but not you. Shalom Aleichem to you, that we love you, and it's only for our enemies that we said these things, not for you." And therefore, really, the use of Shalom Aleichem is not greeting a specific person, as you're simply looking for three Jews so you can make this declaration that I wasn't talking about the Jewish people. And therefore, Rav Simcha Benam Cohen in his Laws of Avelis on page 81 says that you can say Shalom Aleichem and it would not be a problem. Interesting discussion about an Onen. The Das Torah, the Maharsham, cites Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Achaim and Siman Ayin Aleph, who says that if a person is an Onen and he may miss the time for Kiddush Levana, and others are taking care of the burial, both. He may miss the time for Kiddush Levana, and he's not involved in the burial proceedings and the processes, then he's allowed to recite Kiddush Levana even as an Onen. And this is cited by the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Parak Samachay as well. So we've seen four or five discussions within the Mishnebura about who should and should not recite Kiddush Levana, and follow the path of how the Mishnebura came to those conclusions, and the sheets of the poskim at the end of the day, and how it worked out, halacha l'maaseh.